The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 5135. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and a podcaster, and here I share my love of Irish and Celtic music from around the globe with you. And I hope that you fall in love with one of the artists in this show, because I'm also here for the artists. The artists in this show need your support. You can find a link to all the artists, along with show times for each song, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. Today, we're paying a tribute to The Fallen. The title of this episode was inspired by a couple tracks in the show. Originally, I was thinking of Soldiers, but with nearly 800,000 deaths due to COVID, I thought we'd also pay tribute to all the people who fought and continue to fight for their lives, whether from war-torn nations or bravely working in healthcare, or even the day-to-day concerns about a dreadful virus that has impacted so many people. I'm super grateful that both of my daughters are now vaccinated, thank goodness. And I pray that each and every one of you is safe through the holidays and long into the new year and many years to come. All right, we kicked off the show with Matt and Shannon Heaton. That was The O'Connor Dons and The Morning Thrush from Blue Skies Above. Next up is House of Hamel with The Sneezing Loon from their brand new album, Folk Hero. Thank you.
When the smoke clears, when the dust settles, where do you go? Who do you know? When the damage is done and it blots out the sun, to whom do you run? To whom do you run? Let yourself let it go. The urge to have, the need to know. Stay awake through the flow. Let yourself let it go. Carry these wounds deep in your chest, too hard to release, and lay them to rest. When the bitterness creeps in, how do you keep it under control from robbing your soul? Bless yourself.
You'll walk unscathed through musket fire. No plowman's blade will cut thee down. No cutlass wound will mark thy face. And you will be
After House of Hamel came Galen Leah with Let It Go from All the Roads That Lead Us Home. John Palatsky was after that with The Canadian Set. That's from his album Amongst Friends. Then Aaron's Call with My Ain True Love from their album Tus. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. And remember also, send in your Celtic Christmas celebration photos. I'd love to see those and share those on the podcast, either in time for Christmas or maybe even next year. We'll find a time. Just send them in. Send them in as soon as you can. David K. Hutchings emailed photos. Aloha from Hawaii. I listen in a beautiful grove in the lush rainforest of Pololo Valley. I get out my tobacco pipe, light it up, and turn on your podcast to share it with the trees and birds of the rainforest. Mahalo nui loa. Thank you so much, David. That's fantastic. There's been a bunch of Hawaii stuff in my universe of recent. So it was wonderful getting your photos and seeing where you're at. I miss Hawaii. It's been a long time since I've been. My parents lived there in 1990. I moved off to college in 1990, and they moved to Hawaii. I didn't complain because I got great vacations. All right, Mary Lynn Deal emailed. Hi, Mark. I really love that your show is around. I've checked out a couple of other Irish music podcasts, and yours is the best I've found. Some folks are talking quite a bit between each song. Kind of disrupts the flow of the show. I'm usually crafting or working when I listen. Keeps me focused. Thank you so much, Mary. I'm glad I can keep you focused. So I do like the format. You know, the format that I created here for this show is something that I wanted to listen to. when I was in another flashback, I actually recorded my very first quote unquote podcast, we're going to say, in 1988. I was transferring all my 8-track cassettes and I pretended I was a DJ. And so I wanted something that I would enjoy where, you know, the DJ wasn't always talking over the music and all that stuff. And I'm very pleased with how this show's come about. Mary added later, "Hi again, Mark. My daughter got to see a wonderful show a few years ago. It's called A Celtic Christmas by Thomasine Foley. It is a wonderful story. You should check it out." Thank you so much for that as well, Mary. I added a link in the show notes. I haven't seen the show, but I am pleased to see that there are performances happening this month. Ken emailed, "Hey there, Mark. I came across your podcast by accident. I became a member and am in the process of shifting through the treasure trove of music and information that is part of your podcast. I heard on the first podcast I opened that you are a musician. That became obvious when I went through the information and saw the CDs that you have made available for sale. Now, do not get me wrong, I am going to ask a stupid question. How do you make money to support the undertaking you have embarked upon since 2008? Second, do you go on podcast-sponsored trips to listen to this music, or do you rely on bands sending in demos? I am not a musician, I just love music. I've taken a fancy to Celtic music as I like the heritage. Will plan on visiting the Emerald Isle sometime before I pass. Can listen to Celtic music just as much as country music, new wave, classical, etc. All depends on the mood. Thank you for your time and take care of yourself." Thank you so much, Ken. So first off, let's go do the second question. As far as how I get the music, it is all submitted by bands and musicians who want to be featured on the show. In fact, I have to have that because I need their permission for their music to be played on the podcast. And that's regarding a whole bunch of laws because unfortunately the show cannot pay royalties the way other things like streaming radio can. They have a very different streaming rate, which is like 0.005 cents. Whereas in order for someone to download this podcast, from what I understand, and I'm not a lawyer, it costs basically 9 cents per download and we get over 10,000 downloads. So it's not actually financially viable to pay royalties. Instead, I ask musicians to waive that fee for the promotion. And I've had so many wonderful, generous musicians doing that over the years. And in return, I try to, you know, give back to the community as well with donations to Celtic nonprofits. And I do that quite a bit. So I've given out, $40,000 or $50,000 just for donations. It's been pretty incredible. Now, how do I make money as a musician? That's become even more challenging over the past decade, that's for sure, because streaming music has taken off and I don't begrudge it because I love streaming music too. I love podcasts and I love streaming music. And so it is definitely difficult. I do still sell CDs. I have shirts. I have songbooks. I have Celtic heart strings, which are necklaces that I make from the broken strings of my heart. I mean, my auto harp. There's a lot of different little methods. And of course, you know, get paid a little bit at gigs, sometimes tips. It is a challenge. I'll be honest. It's definitely, this is a new day and age and I am working to make it more possible for me to keep making a living. Certainly having patrons either both on here with the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast and for my music and for the Celtic Christmas Podcast and for the Brobdingnagian Bards. I basically have four Patreon pages. I think that's it. Yeah, four. four different projects that I have. And that certainly helps quite a bit. In fact, Patreon is, for my music, is probably the number one way I support my music career. So it's a trick, but it's a lot of fun nevertheless. And so I keep doing it because I have so much fun and I love creating music and I love sharing podcasts and just all the content that comes with being a musician. It's just so much fun. And I love helping out bands too. I had someone this weekend at a show who said, "You know what I really appreciate about you is that you help out all these bands." And that was one of my big goals, is to expose more Celtic music to more people and more of these bands to more people. And yeah, maybe I'll lose some fans in the process when they find someone that they like more. That's okay though. The important thing is that these musicians get heard, and I'm really grateful that I can be a part of doing just that. All right, next up, we have Jerry O'Connor with Mixing the Porridge. This is from his album, Last Night's Joy. Mm-hmm.
in thine own heart, the holy tree is growing there. From joy the holy branches start, and all the trembling flowers they bear. The changing colors of its fruit have dyed the stars with merry light. The surety of its hidden root has planted quiet in the night. The shaking of its leafy head has given the waves their melody and made my lips and music wed, murmuring a wizard song for thee. Ah, there the loves a circle go, the flaming circle of our days, gyring, spiring to and fro in those great ignorant leafy ways. Remembering all that shaken hair and how the winged sandals dart, thine eyes grow full of tender care, beloved, gaze in thine own heart. With their subtle guile, lift up before us when they pass, or only gaze a little while. For there a fatal image grows that the stormy night receives, roots half hidden under snows, broken boughs and blackened leaves. For all things barrenness in the dim glass the demons hold, the glass of outer weariness made when God slept in times of old. There through the broken branches go the ravens of unresting thought, flying, crying to and fro, cruel claws. Thy tender eyes grow all unkind, gaze no more in the bitter glass.
For to find my lovely girl,
oh my boys, ooh la ooh la la.
For to find my lovely girl,
oh my boys, ooh la ooh la la. You strike out the whale now, jolly whaler man. You strike out the whale while I take helm in hand. You strike out the whale now, jolly whaler man. You strike out the whale while I take helm in hand.
O'er a thousand seas I set sail,
oh my boys, ooh la ooh la la.
O'er a thousand seas I set sail,
oh my boys, ooh la ooh la la. You strike out the whale now, jolly whaler man. You strike out the whale while I take helm in hand. You strike out the whale now, jolly whaler man. You strike out the whale while I take helm in hand.
From the North Sea to the South Seas,
oh my boys, ooh la ooh la la.
From the North Sea to the South Seas,
oh my boys, ooh la ooh la la. You strike out the whale now, jolly whaler man. You strike out the whale while I take helm in hand. You strike out the whale now, jolly whaler man. You strike out the whale while I take helm in hand.
I found my love when I was drowned,
oh my boys, ooh la ooh la la.
I found my love when I was drowned,
oh my boys, ooh la ooh la la. You strike out the whale now, jolly whaler man.
You strike out the whale while I take helm in hand. You strike out the whale now, jolly whaler man. You strike out the whale while I take helm in hand. In the great depths she waited there.
Oh, my boys, ooh la, ooh la, la.
In the great depths she waited there.
Oh, my boys, ooh la, ooh la, la. You strike out the whale now, jolly whaler man. You strike out the whale while I take helm in hand. You strike out the whale now, jolly whaler man. You strike out the whale while I take helm in hand.
Together there we wept for joy.
Oh, my boys, ooh la, ooh la, la.
Together there we wept for joy.
Oh, my boys, ooh la, ooh la, la. You strike out the whale now, jolly whaler man. You strike out the whale while I take helm in hand. You strike out the whale now, jolly whaler man. You strike out the whale while I take helm in hand.
Entwined with her I took my rest.
Oh, my boys, ooh la, ooh la, la.
Entwined with her I took my rest.
Oh, my boys, ooh la, ooh la, la. You strike out the whale now, jolly whaler man. You strike out the whale while I take helm in hand. You strike out the whale now, jolly whaler man. You strike out the whale while I take helm in hand. You strike out the whale while I take helm in hand.
Thank you.
After Jerry O'Connor came the Merry Wives of Windsor with the Lads of Sailor Town from Come One, Come All. Then Christine Collister and Kevin Burke from the album I Am of Ireland, Yeats in Song, that was The Two Trees. Strike at the Whale by Jesse Ferguson was after that with Sea Shanties. And finally, Jin Midkiff with Erskine Love Lilt, Eleanor Plunkett from her album All in Good Time. Thank you, patrons of the podcast, because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out at least 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge $1 or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend over on Patreon. And there's a lot of bonus goodies you will get when you become a Songhenger at the $5 or more level. So if you like to do that, or you can just be thanked every month, which is what I do for our Celtic legends who pledge $25 or more per month. Just amazing. Thank you all so much for that. Thank you to Dan McDade, Carol Burrill, Miranda Nelson, Nancy Barnett, Kevin Long, Linda McNeil, Annie Lorkowski, Travis Sinzaki, and Sean Kelly. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. Oh, and the Songhenger level actually gets you music-only episodes, so without all the talking. Also, if you want to listen to some Celtic Christmas music, the all-new Celtic Christmas podcast officially launches this Sunday. It is a very short podcast, highlighting the music of Matt and Shannon Heaton. And you can already start enjoying their music as well as the music of 25 other bands on the second Celtic Christmas playlist of the season. This one is called Christmas Drive. It's upbeat, fun, and beautiful Celtic Christmas music to enjoy while driving to visit your family or friends this holiday season. You will find a link to the playlist. It's a Spotify playlist, and it's exclusively on Spotify at present. I might change that in the future, but you'll find that link in the show notes. Please follow the playlist, though, and share it to help out all of these amazing Celtic bands. Now, if you would prefer a podcast of that playlist with bonus songs, yes, it would just be like it. Okay, so the Celtic Christmas podcast started off as a music podcast, just like this show. But it has since evolved, and that's all started this year. But those podcasts will still be available, but they're going to be exclusively available to the patrons of the Celtic Christmas podcast. It is a separate Patreon page for folks who love Celtic Christmas music. But the music podcast is now exclusively available to supporters on that Patreon page. Go to patreon.com/Celtic Christmas for information of that. And of course, you can subscribe to the new Celtic Christmas podcast at CelticChristmasPodcast.com and help me develop a brand new Christmas podcast and playlist experience. That's all a mouthful, isn't it? Head on over there, though. Go subscribe. Let me know what you think. And if you have any suggestions on how to improve the new podcast, I'd love your thoughts. I really would. So drop me a line. Next up, we have Akil Crossing with Fighting Men from Cross Maglan. This is from their album, The Rising of the Moon.
In Cross Maglan, the fire burns true. Patriotic flame will never die. And when you hear that battle cry, it will be the fighting men from Cross Maglan.
Sing the song of the bravest men, the famous fighting unit from Armagh. They are the men from Cross Maglan, among the bravest Ireland's ever saw.
In Cross Maglan, the fire burns true, the patriotic flame will never die. And when you hear the battle cry, it will be the fighting men from Cross Maglan.
At night you hear bazookas roar, Armalites are heard across the land. The IRA, their spirits soar, they know the reckoning has come to hand.
In Cross Maglan, the fire burns true, the patriotic flame will never die. And when you hear the battle cry, it will be the fighting men from Cross Maglan.
we'll never rest until we see that tyrant's rule driven from our land. In Crossmaglen, the fire burns true. Patriotic flame will never die. And when you hear that battle cry, it will be the fighting men from Crossmaglen. In Crossmaglen, the fire burns true. The patriotic flame will never die. And when you hear that battle cry, it will be the fighting men from Crossmaglen. Yes, it will be the fighting men from Crossmaglen.
You've read in history's pages the heroes of great fame, the deeds they've done, the battles won, and how they made their names. But the boys who made the history for the orange, white, and green were the boys who died in Dublin town in 1916. So meet the boys from Kerry, meet the boys from Clare, from Dublin, Wicklow, Donegal, and the boys of old Kildare. Some came from the land beyond the sea, from Boston and New York, but the boys who beat the black and tans were the boys from the County Cork. In Ireland's rebel county, our heroes fought and died. Tom Barry and his gallant crew filled Irish hearts with pride. From Skibbereen to Bandon to Bantry by the sea, our brave young Michael Collins fought for Ireland's liberty. So meet the boys from Kerry, meet the boys from Clare, from Dublin, Wicklow, Donegal, and the boys of old Kildare. Some came from the land beyond the sea, from Boston and New York, but the boys who beat the black and tans were the boys in the County Cork. Gave us McSweeney, a martyr for to die. Wicklow gave us Dwyer in those days now long gone by. Dublin gave us Padraig, Pierce, McBride, and Cathal Brew. And America gave us De Valera to lead old Ireland through. So meet the boys from Kerry, meet the boys from Clare, from Dublin, Wicklow, Donegal, and the boys of old Kildare. Some came from the land beyond the sea, from Boston and New York, but the boys who beat the black and tans were the boys from the County Cork. We seem to be divided, but I really don't know why. We've had brave men and heroes, and for Ireland they did die. So why not get together and join in unity? The north, the south, the east, the west can set old Ireland free. So meet the boys from Kerry, meet the boys from Clare, from Dublin, Wicklow, Donegal, and the boys of old Kildare. Some came from a land beyond the sea, from Boston and New York, but the boys who beat the black and tans were the boys from the County Cork. Yeah, the boys who beat the black and tans were the boys from the County Cork.
Sweetest girl, I'm so proud to know you. Heart of fire and manners so mild. And I desire tonight to show you around the town where I grew as a child. So let's show down through Caledonia, climb the hill. The Grand River side will
May we stay here a little while longer?
In this moment so rare and so fine,
hand in hand we'll linger together, pure and pristine for all time.
After Akil Crossing came the Dark-Eyed Musician and Grimwater with Ghosts of the Fallen from Illumina. Tom Dunn was after that with the Boys from County Cork. Then Steel City Rovers with Old Caledonia that features Iona Fife from their album Grand Misadventures. And then I finished the show. This was not going to be part of the playlist, but as I was thinking, Prayer for the Fallen, I have wrote this song called Bring Me Home, Boys. It's from my CD, Sci-Fi Drinking Songs, and I thought it'd be a perfect addition for the show. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed all of the music on this week's show, and if you did, please share it on social or with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If a song or a tune inspires you, please support the musicians. You can buy their CDs, digital downloads, shirts, pins, stickers, and songbooks. You can follow them on streaming and see their shows. You can support more and more Celtic musicians on Patreon. And of course, I always appreciate it when you drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, just like Darren did in the feedback section. Every week, you can get Celtic music news in your inbox. The Celtic Music Magazine is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Finally, I have a special reminder. This is the last podcast of new music for 2021. So we will be back on December 16th with a flashback episode with some favorite songs picked by our generous patrons of the podcast. You can join the patrons if you want to make a song request. December 23rd is our annual Celtic Christmas show, and we will close out the year with the best Celtic music of 2021 by your votes. Now, next week, there will not be an episode because you have from now until December 9th to vote in the Celtic Top 20. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. Just list the show number and the name of as many bands that you enjoyed in that episode as you like. And your vote helps me create next year's best Celtic music of 2021. So head on over. You can find the link in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. It's at the top of every episode. You'll find a quick and easy link. Just click the vote. Takes you to a Google form, type in your information, pa-da, you're done. All right, we are going to finish up the show with A Moment of Prayer. This is a track by Matthew Dickerson. It's from his album, When I'm Happy and I Know It. I just love it. It's just beautiful. So thank you so much for listening. I will be back in 2 weeks. Sláinte. Thank you. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gundy Celtfather. Subscribe through your favorite podcatcher or on our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.